get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming man who infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.
On average, you have 6 dumb arguments every single weekend with your friends and family. That's the national average.
Doesn't matter how dumb they are, too. That doesn't really control the size of that argument. Could be small, could be big.
All right, you're going to decide who had the dumbest argument of the weekend. Raven, producer John, producer Sean, or me? Let's start with John.
Okay, wait, what's the phrase?
I think it's called 86ing, no?
When you 86, that's when you leave, right? Isn't that
No, no, it's when you, like, get rid of something, get rid of it, it's gone.
So you 86? No, I thought that was when you leave a place, right?
No, I think it's when you say something's dumb and you don't want to do it. You knock that idea off the docket.
I think you're both right?
I think you may both be right.
I think I'm wrong. I'm actually pretty sure.
You're more wrong than she is.
Yes.
Yeah, the 86 is you got rid of something, Ryan.
It means you don't like it, so you're getting rid of it.
Right, I'm going to 86 it.
Are you confusing it with Audi 5000?
You know what?
No.
Sure, let's say that.
Maybe. Either way, you're more wrong than she is,
yes.
John.
Yes.
All right, producer Sean, here's the argument you had with your girlfriend, Rachel.
All I'm saying is that if you want to teach him how to play, then you should be playing with him.
Well, it didn't seem like you were teaching him. It just seemed like you were trying to beat him.
Because you didn't even give me 1 second to do it.
What is happening?
Her and Isaac were playing chess. And Isaac doesn't really know how to play chess.
How old is Isaac?
He's 8 years old.
Right. He probably doesn't know how to play chess.
So I was trying to help. He wanted to play. So yeah. I just wanted to teach him how and help him.
You're teaching him how to win.
Exactly.
How to beat her.
And she was upset about that.
Okay. So you were giving rules. Right. You're giving moves. Right.
Rachel will tell you differently, but we were crushing.
Yeah.
I mean,
Grandmaster Sean.
Sorry, babe.
Hey.
My daughter and I, the teenager and I, got into an argument about an argument I had with somebody else.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
The woman made no sense. She said that I could not buy a gift card unless I had cash. Never in my life had I heard that. What was I supposed to say? Oh, okay, that's totally normal.
I mean, you shouldn't have argued with her about it.
She's wrong. How do you work at a store that sells gift cards and then say you're only allowed to use cash when buying gift cards? Like, it doesn't make any sense. I've never heard of anything so absurd.
Well, rather than arguing with her, we should have done what normal people do and just walk out instead of putting up a fight before walking out.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not.
No, but this is a thing, too, though, with scams, though, with stolen cards, right? So certain stores, this is a policy that they won't let you purchase a gift card unless it's like a cash purchase.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. Yeah. If I'm buying a $100 gift card for my friend's birthday, right? A Banana Republic gift card.
Who's carrying
$100 cash? I'm not in like a mom and pop store. I'm in Rite Aid. Like, I'm in a huge pharmacy.
Oh, yeah, that's weird.
Right?
No, that's weird.
It doesn't make any sense.
That makes it weird.
Yeah, I feel like they did it at my grocery store for a minute. Either way, you know what? So we had a baby shower this weekend. It's my first grandchild's baby shower. Crazy. But the party was awesome. But they have this game, What's in Your Purse? And it's like all these different random items that could be in your purse and they give points. And we caught my Aunt Judy trying to cheat by saying that she had a spoon in her purse, which was worth 15 points. But then I had to ask my wife after, what would a spoon be doing in anybody's purse?
They went and stole it from the table.
No, but like regularly, why would there be a spoon in somebody's purse? Why would it be on the list?
You have kids. Babies need spoons when they eat food. So moms have a lot of weird stuff in their purses, babe. I mean, a lot.
A spoon. Okay.
Judy wanted the point so bad she went and took a spoon from the party that we were at and then shoved it in her purse beforehand.
Those baby shower games, bridal shower games, they get vicious.
I mean,
if I got to steal a spoon to win that candle, you know what? It's going right in my purse.
Did you ever have a spoon in your purse?
Yeah, no. I actually could picture it in my head. It would be a Ziploc bag that had like the kid plastic fork and the kid plastic spoon for when you had to feed them, when you would go places and they would have the jars of food.
So weird. This is so weird.
Yeah. It